Praise the Lord. God bless you all. God is so good, and we're so thankful for Thursday, the tag, Thankful Thursday. Coming from Psalms 100, verse 4, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Let's have a word of prayer. Father God, we come to you thanking you for waking us up this morning with a mind to serve you. Thank you for keeping us last night, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing and all that you're going to do. Thank you for the Artist Life family, Father God. Thank you, Lord God, hallelujah, for connecting us, bringing us together. Thank you for Pastor V. Thank you for Dr. P.K. Roberts, oh God, Patton. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you, Father God, for what you did in the past, for what you're doing. And thank you for our future, Father God. Thank you for the person that's going to bring the word to us today, Father God. Thank you for the greeter. Thank you for the host, Lord God. Thank you for the telecommunications sanctuary. Lord, we love you. We have so much to be thankful for. Thank you for salvation. Thank you for the blood. Thank you for the word. Lord, we love you. We want you to have your way. Thank you that the joy of the Lord is our strength. No weapon formed against us today will prosper. We're not looking to the left, neither to the right, but we're walking in the straight and narrow. Continue to have your way with this Artist Life company. In Jesus' name, we love you. We adore you. We extol you. We exalt you. And we say another yes to your will. We need you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Wanda, and thank you so much for greeting the people of God and for opening us up with that powerful prayer and our tag for today, Thankful Thursday, for we are forever thankful. Well, good morning, good morning, good morning, my Team C family. This is Minister Willa here in Tampa, and I greet you this morning with the warmest of kingdom greetings on behalf of Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and the entire Master's Call staff. We were founded, and can you believe we are now 8 years old, founded by Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Oh, 8 years ago, and we just celebrated our anniversary, and we are still floating on the cloud as a result of just acknowledging all that God has done for us here at the Master's Call. We have a scripture verse that we stand on, and that scripture verse can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Our mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Every single year, God gives Dr. Vanessa, the Holy Spirit gives Dr. Vanessa a theme. And the theme for this year, and we're almost through with this year, and I'm sure that we have seen this theme manifest, and it is through me. In 2018, through me, supernatural expectations, revelations, and demonstrations are being fulfilled and seen. In order to hear all the messages that have been archived, as well as see the bios of all the speakers, you can go to www.themasterscall.net. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net, and you will find a buffet of messages there awaiting you. Also, if you feel led of the Lord to be a part of this ministry as a greeter, as you so heard Minister Wanda so beautifully do, or as a host, as I am doing, or maybe God has put a word in you that you want to share with someone, you can do so by submitting that information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general, Minister Brenda Terrell, will be in contact with you. You can also send your prayer requests and praise reports there. As you know, we stay over a little bit longer on Fridays, but any other day during the week, 24/7, you can always go to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net, and know that we are praying for you. And I just must say, we are not a ministry where you have to audition. You just have to have a heart to serve the Lord. And so we encourage you to do that. We would love to have you as part of our team. Now, this company, Artists International, was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 26 years ago. And it was at one time called Artists International, but it is now called Artist Life. And they are products to there. There's just a whole host of information for you to learn about artists and artist life. And to do that, you can get with the person who told you about artist life, and I can guarantee you that an appointment with artists will change your life forever. Now, the New Morning Motivational Call is held directly after this call every Monday through Friday, and there is a team of great leaders who give vital information about the benefits of the products here at Artists International, Artist Life. And today is Testimonial Thursday with Manager Dee Lee, who will be hosting that call. And the number for the New Morning Motivational Call is 712-770-4005, and the PIN code is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005, and the PIN is 294-617-0. There's also a bridge number. Sometimes you may have a phone that will not allow you to access the master's call without having to pay a fee. Well, the bridge number in order to get on so you don't have to pay is 716-293-9707. Again, 716-293-9707. And you simply follow the prompts. Well, so much for the announcements right now, because I am just so excited about introducing our speaker for the morning, and she is none other than our very own Jackie Henderson from Indianapolis, Indiana. Minister Jackie is the mother of an amazing son, Joseph, and daughter, LaTeresa. She is the grandmother of Caleb, an upcoming and rising star, and two outstanding granddaughters, Elena and Alisa. Now, due to a major health illness, Minister Jackie retired from the automotive industry after 31 years of service. She was dedicated to helping the people as a UAW union rep. She served as co-chairman of Civil and Human Rights and was appointed by her regional director to be a political liaison between the union and those that determine our laws on local, state, and national levels. Minister Jackie now dedicates her time to servitude through ministerial leadership at her church, New Beginning Fellowship Church, under the direction of Pastor James Anthony Jackson, where the Lord is worshiped and his people are changed. Minister Jackie is a distributor of Artist Life and truly believes this company is a God-blessed company. She believes this company has great leadership, great products, and most importantly, the Master's Call. By God's divine direction and the obedience of Dr. Vanessa and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton, she was able to hear the word of the Lord and credits this call to her renewed relationship with Christ. It is Minister Jackie's daily mission to grow in wisdom and be used by God. Her goals are to be strong in her purpose, fulfill her destiny, and let the light of God shine in her and through her that others might see it and be in Christ. So our very own Minister Jackie, whom we love dearly, whom I call my sister, my friend, Are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Willa. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can, my sister. God bless you.
God bless you, and thank you, thank you, thank you for such a beautiful introduction. And Miss Wanda, thank you for your enthusiasm in seating and greeting everyone this morning. I pray that God will continue to encourage you and instill wisdom into the both of you. Well, thank you, everyone, for joining the call this morning. And right now, I want to go ahead with God's message, and I ask you to join me in prayer. God, we thank you for this day, for this is another day that you have made, and we all shall rejoice and be glad in it. God, I pray that this message would go into the ears and be received into the heart and then used to words to live by so that their light can shine brighter and others will be drawn through you, through your word. We thank you. We praise you. In your precious name, Jesus, amen. And amen. Well, this morning, I hope not to be before you very long, but I asked you for the scripture. If you want to read the scripture this morning, it's going to be found in Psalms 18, and we're going to start with verse 3. And in this word, David said, I call to the Lord, who is worthy of praise. And I have been saved from my enemies. The cords of death entangled me. The torrents of destruction overwhelmed me. The cords of the grave coiled around me. The snares of death confronted me. In my distress, I called to the Lord. I cried to my God for help, for from his temple, he heard my voice. My cry came before him into his ears. So from this message, from the words that I want to encourage you, these are words I want to encourage to you. And my message today is make the call. Call upon the Lord. This is this is the people of God, for the people of God to get to a place in your journey with God where you begin to recognize that there is a moment in all of our journey where it's going to be a time where you are out of options, where you've done everything that you've tried everything. And it put us in a position where the only thing we have left to do is call upon the Lord. In fact, there may be a few of us that are already here that right now, or you have definitely been there, where you are at a place where you are so overwhelmed, where all of the people that you could have thought to ask, to advise you, to seek after, every resource has been depleted to the point that all you had left was the knowledge of what you know about God. And it pushed you to a position where you just had to make the call. Do I have a witness on this call? Have you ever been to that point where you recognize that where you were and what you was doing was not working? And you also had to recognize that if you continued going in that direction and doing what you were doing, that the same way you were doing it, then you were not going to receive the victory. If you're going to win, you need to recognize that you had to do something or at least try something different. And it's at that moment where you just had to make the call. David in this text shows us what God did and how God performed such an amazing work. He showed himself to be such an amazing God to us, where he opened doors, where he became our provider, our deliverer, and all that we need it. But I come to say that as God showed us how he is able to do his part, it is now time for us to focus on us to do our part. And for now, it is in that moment that, yes, God made the move. God did the work, but you have to make the call. David has made it very clear in this message for that all of us, that if you are seeking for God to show himself to be awesome and mighty in your life, and I believe that there has been so many moments that God has done so many things in your life, but there are also many more things that God wants to do. There's so many areas that he wants to take you, so many doors that he wants to open. And sometimes it is at that moment when he puts us in a position and he backs us up against the wall. Hallelujah. He allows the enemy to back us up so that we can get to the point that we recognize, if I'm going to get out of this, if I'm going to get out of all that I've been facing, I got to call upon the Lord. And you'll have to call upon him. He'll put you in the position where you have no other choice but to come to him. So now sometimes God will allow you to be out of options before you recognize that he is your only option. When you call upon the name of the Lord, he shows that he will. He'll show up. He will put you in a place where you have to rely on him. That is what David is saying. I'm sure that some of you on this call have some amazing testimonies, and your testimonies just show that you have called upon the Lord and on how God has brought you through some very difficult and tough times, but you had to call on him to get through them. You know, God has been amazing, but you had to make that call, and God has shown himself strong. So I want to encourage some of you that are going through some things right now. It doesn't have to be just physical. It can be emotional or spiritual. In the text, it says that the cords of death, the cords of destruction, sometimes wraps itself around you. And in that moment, you called upon the Lord. And then when you call upon him, he will hear you. And he said, and you shall gain the victory. There's going to be that season where you are overwhelmed. You get so overwhelmed, sometimes, you know, you can't see. You can't even talk to others and tell them what you're going through. Things are just so difficult in your life, where they just got you wrapped up and tied up so tightly that you just feel like you can't move one way or another. You don't know, you tried everything that you could try to break yourself free, but you can't be, you just can't get through it. And it is at that time when you must go to God, give him the praise. Praise him through whatever is holding you, because God in his word has promised that he would break those cords, that he'll pull you out of those situations, that he will make a way out of no way, that he will give you the strength, he will give you the courage to just stand and let him show you his mighty works. So don't be discouraged. Don't turn around. Just give it over to God. I know you've heard the saying that says, let go and let God. At this time, it's time to let it go. See the mighty, mighty works of God. Call him. Make that call. that's all he asks you to do is call and trust in believing, and you shall receive the victories that you seek. God is such an awesome, mighty God. I love him. I can't say enough about him. He's such a great God, and he's showing you in his word that when you feel like you can't handle anymore, that you've been so attacked, everything is coming at you from all sides. Have you ever been in that position? I know I have. And God has showed up and showed out in my life. And even though things look like that, there is no end to it, that, you know, you find yourself in a place where you're just sitting around and you're questioning yourself, how did I get here? Why did I get here? What have I done in my life that would put me here? Why? When I tried to do good, evil was always present. And God, what is it that has gotten me into this position that I feel like I can't get out? And then you just turn it over to him. You call upon his name. Turn it over to him, and you will see him work a mighty miracle in your life. So if you feel like you can't handle anymore and things are attacking you from all sides, it may seem disarming, but make the call. Give him the praise. Open your mouth and praise God. When it doesn't look like you can make it through, things in your life are being attacked, your health, your relationship, your spiritual walk, your finances, your family, your friends. Everything in your life seeming as though it's being destroyed around you. But just make that call and watch God do what he can do. He will turn things around. If you just make that call and turn it over to God, he will save you from your enemies. He will break those cords of death and destruction. He will take them out of your life, and you will gain victory. Victory like no other, because just like Minister Wanda's tag this morning says, he is faithful. He's a faithful God, and he's willing, and he's ready to come and give you the victory. So this morning, again, I encourage you to make that call. God bless you. I hope this word has been encouraging to someone on this line. I know that I can testify and give the testimony that God, in God, I have found victory. Thank you this morning, and God bless you. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Jackie, and thank you so much for your rich word, make the call. And we know that when we make that call, we get peace that passes all understanding. When we have faith and believe, what God says he's going to do, he will do. Let's go. And I will be calling you back shortly to give us our benediction. But let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Father, we come to you this morning forever grateful, forever thankful that all we need to do is make the call. To call upon you, Lord, knowing that you do this, that you give us that peace that passes all understanding, knowing that you do the exceeding, the above and beyond all we can ever ask or think, knowing that when we make that call, Lord, we are trusting in your will because you know what's best for us. So we thank you so much for Minister Jackie who brought the word this morning. Thank you for guiding her thoughts. Thank you, Lord, for giving her what to say. Thank you for blessing her with wisdom. And now, Lord, I ask that you continue to fill her up. Oh, God, that you refresh and renew Minister Jackie, that you bless her going out and her coming in the name of Jesus, that her footsteps are ordered of you. And whatever she's put before you, Lord, that you are blessing it as if you are answering those calls that she has made to you. Father, we lift up our mother, Oliver. We thank you, oh God, for touching her body. We thank you, Lord, for Mother Josie. Lord, thank you for our mothers. And yes, we call them our mothers, for the wisdom that they have imparted to us and for the joy that they have given to us. Lord, continue to be their strength. Continue to be their all in all in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up Mother Josie's caregiver, Joe. And Father, just ask that you continue to strengthen him. Lord, we lift up Sharon Stowers, oh God, and Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson, Lord. Thank you for touching Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson's body. Thank you, Father, for getting her safely to her destination, St. Louis. Father, thank you for her being able to minister. Lord, we lift up Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Oh, Lord, thank you so much that she has been so faithful to everything that you have called her to do. Now, Lord, we ask that tsunami blessings fall upon Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patson, Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And, Lord, just continue to do the exceedingly abundantly above all they can ever ask or think in the name of Jesus. Father, we lift up our loved ones who have experienced a home going, a transition of a loved one, Lord. We lift up my niece, Yvette Jarrett, oh, God, on the home going of her father, Daryl Jarrett. Lord, I just ask you continue to bless her and continue to strengthen her, Lord. And for all those, all the family members, Lord, I love Lavanya, Lord, who experienced the home going of a loved one. Lord, bless them. We just ask you give them peace. Father, we thank you for bringing Vaughn on back around, Lord, for touching his body, the relative of Minister Brent's Lord. And we thank you for touching Freddie. And we continue to ask, Lord, that he gets good sleep at night in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, for the spoken and unspoken prayer requests, we bring them before you, knowing that you know all and you hear all. And you told us in your word that so shall your word go forth from your mouth, and it shall not return void, but it shall accomplish what it pleases, and it shall prosper in the thing to which we sent it. So, Lord, we're sending the word out, because you said that life and death are in the power of the tongue, and those that love it will eat its fruit. We give you praise, and we call it done, and it's in Jesus' name we pray. And, Lord, we thank you for each and every family member who has joined us. Order and direct their thoughts today. Order and direct their footsteps today. Father, have that peace that passes all understanding. Cover them with your precious blood. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Well, my TMC family, you are going to want to go back and hear the message again. And in order to do that, you go to 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Again, 712-432-1085, and the PIN code is 957-677-POUND. Motivational call is right after this call, and that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. Again, 712-770-4005. And the PIN code is 294-617-POUND. And today is Testimonial Thursday with Dee Lee being the host. Thank you again, Minister Wanda, for greeting our family members this morning and opening us up in prayer. You know, we love you so much. Thank you, Minister Jackie, for that powerful message you gave us this morning. And I will now call you back to close with the benediction. But as I always say, my family, from my heart to yours, you have just got to know that I love me some you. Have a blessed day. Minister Jackie, are you there?
Yes, and I will close with this scripture, Psalms 18, where David says, I love you, Lord, my strength. The Lord is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. My God is my rock in whom I take refuge. So this morning, listeners, go out, take this word with you, and be blessed. God bless you all. I love you, and thank you for the opportunity to serve. God bless you all. Amen.